Fellowship Church Let's Talk. Thank you for joining us. And so as you process Friday, or as you live out Friday, a phrase I read in a New Morning Mercies book for devotional. I am not quoting this directly from them. This is what I thought about after I read it, is grace received, grace given. And so today, as you walk about our earth and walk in the grace that has been given to you, grace that you didn't deserve but was offered to you by Jesus. And so I'm thinking about like Ephesians 2, 8, 9. For by grace you've been saved through faith, not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, so that no one should boast. You are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. And so I was listening to Dustin early on in the week with our Let's Talk ministry, just talking about the gospel and what that is. I also want to give you the opportunity to be reminded, not necessarily by me, but by the scriptures. So I'm thinking about, you know, 2 Corinthians, where Paul's writing to that church, and it's in chapter 5, and he calls us ambassadors. An ambassador is basically an individual who does or reiterates what they've been told. They've been given some information, and they're going to pass on that information to people. They're not going to add their opinions and their preferences. They're going to relay a message that was given to them by their leader. And so we were given a message in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 that we are no longer, you know, dead, but we're new creations because we have Christ. Verse 17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. And then he continues on that we have the message of reconciliation at the end of 19. Therefore, we are ambassadors of Christ. God's making his appeal through us. So we are Christ's ambassadors to Sebring, Florida, if you live in Sebring, and if you've lived in somewhere else as you listen to this podcast, wherever that might be, you're his ambassador. And our message is to tell the story of God's grace, to tell the miraculous story of Jesus who came and died on the cross for our sins. It's so easy for us to receive that, but at times it's so hard for us to give that out to the people that are around us. So you receive God's grace. Now you have the opportunity to give people grace. And so I was thinking about Joseph, you know, the coat of many colors, a really good example of living out reconciliation, living out grace. Sold into slavery by his brothers, but then at the end, what you meant for harm, God meant for good. I was thinking about Peter, and who, you know, had this meeting with Jesus after denying him three times. And if you go look in the book of Acts, you know, Peter didn't get it all right. There were things that Peter thought, you know what? No, I'm a Jew, and this is the way it's supposed to be. If you go to Acts chapter 10 and look in verse 14, it says, but Peter said, by no means, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. Nope, Jesus, God, I'm not doing that way. I'm just not going to go that way. And then it's told to Peter, rise, Peter, kill and eat. So Peter, who had been denied Christ, deposited the Holy Spirit, shares a message, 3,000 get saved. Later on, just struggling with, wait a second, no, this is what I know, and I know law, and I know the Jewish traditions, and I know the rules. And God is going to challenge him to lay those things down and begin a ministry of reconciliation. And part of that reconciliation is to rise and eat, kill and eat. And I don't want us to do the issue thing, right? I just want you to see that not everybody got this right. And Peter's one of those guys that struggled with it at times. And so I'm sure it's something you're going to struggle with too. And then I was thinking about the Apostle Paul. You know, just think about church at Ephesus. Hey, you're walking in spiritual immaturity because you're not walking in the truth of the scriptures. There is no other name than the name of Jesus. You know, Colossians, he is supreme. Philippians, empty yourself. There's a goal, there's a mission, and it's the gospel. Writing to Timothy in 1st and 2nd Timothy, hey, this is what I want from you. So today, it's so easy for you to receive grace. It's probably more difficult for you to offer grace. We are not here on our own agenda. It's not about our opinions and our preferences. It's not about what I think is best. What my life needs to be today is, Jesus, you're in charge. I'm your ambassador. Where do you want me to go? Who do you want me to talk to? Help me to get past the easy stuff, the Florida Gator conversation, the weather conversation, children, grandchildren congregation or conversation. Help me get to the conversation. His name is Jesus. He wants to offer you grace today. He wants to offer you hope today. He wants to offer you peace today. And it's found in one name. His name is Jesus. Grace received, grace offered. Jesus, we need your help today to be able to make this possible. This is not something that comes natural to us. And so as we have found you, how you have drawn our hearts to say yes to you, may we now offer that grace to other people. May we be a voice and a message of grace in our community, because you're alive and well inside of who we are, Jesus. It's in your name I pray. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for joining us for Let's Talk. Have a great day.